I love traveling for a lot of reasons, but one of the best is to see what birds are common in other places. When I was in the Central Valley of California last week, I went to a park where people feed the local waterfowl. There are a bunch of weird mallards, mostly the white domestic duck variety, but also one that was almost black from head to tail. I think that may be a hybrid with one of the Muscovy ducks, but more likely is just a melanistic bird, meaning that it has a mutation that causes it to produce too much pigment. There were a couple of domestic greylag geese, the European species that Tinbergen did many of his ethology studies on, which is the main source of most domestic geese, and also domestic swan geese, also from Europe. But among these obviously feral birds were some wild ones, several coots, a huge flock of Canada geese, one white-fronted goose, and four tiny geese, only a quarter the size of giant Canada geese, who a couple of years ago wouldn't have been very exciting, but are now considered a separate species, cackling geese. Cackling geese breed farther north and west than Canada geese. This may have been at the heart of their becoming so much smaller than their relatives. They have a more compressed breeding season than birds from farther south, and the young ones must be full grown and fully feathered in order to migrate with their parents. A smaller body size allows them to reach their adult size much more quickly. Interestingly, and annoyingly for those who live near large urban flocks of geese, the giant Canada goose is the least migratory and by far the hugest of the seven races of Canada geese. There are four races of cackling geese, and this does not include the subspecies called the lesser Canada goose, which makes the whole thing more confusing. Because Canada geese come in so many sizes, when the American Ornithologists Union split off the four tiniest races, I was scared that I'd never be completely certain that any particular goose was small enough to be a cackling goose. But getting to see four individuals up close and personal in California made it much easier. There was no question that they were cacklers, since they happened to belong to the race that breeds in the Aleutians, with a lot of white in the neck separating the black from the very light brown breast, a feature Canada geese don't have. And these little guys all had the diagnostic disproportionately tiny beaks and disproportionately short necks. Looking at them, noticeably smaller than farm ducks right next to them, I was excited to see with my own eyes that identifying them is not so difficult. It's not just size, but proportions, rather the same kind of issue as distinguishing hairy from downy woodpeckers. The Aleutian cackling goose was protected under the original Endangered Species Act in 1973 because of its rarity, but it was removed in 2001. The species is now increasing, but its population numbers are still below long-term averages. And unlike Canada geese, this species does not breed in urban areas or range farther south than it ever did. California's Central Valley has always been the center of its winter range, especially for the Aleutian subspecies, which I saw last week. Considering that for the first 30 years of my birding career, these tiny geese would have just gone on my list as Canada geese, you'd think it wouldn't be very exciting to see them. But the thrill was not merely from the extra mark on my checklist. These four tiniest of all the waterfowl at Oak Grove Park had been up in the far northern reaches of Alaska and Canada just weeks before, raising babies or hatched themselves on the tundra. Then they flew thousands of miles to reach the exact point where their path intersected mine. Just thinking about probabilities was thrilling, and they cooperatively posed for photos, which I've added to my species galleries at www.lauraerickson.com so I can always remember them. Check them out. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.